August 12, 2019, 9:05 a.m. Moving on down. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 45590 through 455959. Warrants 7249 through 7250. No journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for August 12, 2019 for regular session and August 12, 2019 for executive session.
Move to approve August 12, 2019 regular session minutes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 12, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for document processing systems number 201907-431.
So we're happy to deal with one of those down on the agenda. We're happy to do something else more critical.
We need to go ahead and do it.
Let's go ahead.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I'm here this morning. Actually, I have two bid recommendations. The first one, and you all should have copies of the written document that I prepared, but the first one is for document processing systems. It was requested by the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office and released on July 13th. It closed last week. We received responses from two vendors, and I'll read into the record my bid recommendation and then turn it over to the Recorder of Deeds, who is here with me this morning. I'm Ron Erickson, Director of Purchasing, and this is Jody Stahl, Recorder of Deeds for Taney County. Despite direct bid invitations being sent to several vendors, as well as posting this solicitation on the Taney County website, we only received two responses after opening responses from both of those approved, both of those vendors as listed in the document that you have above. The Taney County Recorder of Deeds and I were present here in the public. Those responses were taken for a thorough review. We made a request for a formal recommendation for award for this morning, which was approved. After completion of a thorough review by staff members of the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office, we offer the following. DocuWare, which is what this solicitation is for, continued, was purchased by the Recorder of Deeds office, by the Recorder's office, with the Recorder's needs in mind. The Recorder's office is the only office that has outside users which depend on access to plats, surveys, and other items that are in DocuWare to assist in their daily business. Since its purchase, DocuWare has expanded to other county offices to be utilized in various ways to best meet the needs and better serve the citizens of Taney County. Acting in the best interest of Taney County, it is our recommendation to award to Missouri Document Solutions, MDS. We believe that is the best overall, serves the best overall needs for the Recorder's Office and other county offices in Taney County overall. Ultimately, although their bid came in at $24,702 compared to The only other response we received, which was from Mikan Technologies in St. Louis at $16,791. We'll ultimately show here why it is less expensive for us to continue with MDS, and I'll note here that previously this particular vendor has qualified to be declared as a sole source provider based on the equipment that they had in place and their knowledge of the system. However, as their contract came due for renewal, or as their contract actually reached its expiration date, some like to say sunset, we were told of this other vendor availability, so we put this out for bid just to make absolutely sure that everything we're doing is very transparent. We're offering this to all other vendors. And I'm happy that we did receive this other response from Mikan Technologies. However, they cannot provide service to two key scanners that are required and were mentioned within the bid specs without additional charges, which they did not include in their price above. Those services are currently being provided by MDS, our current provider, which they did include in their bid response to the amount of $3,337. This equipment was purchased by MDS and will continue to be serviced by them regardless of who gets awarded today. Mikan can also cannot agree with the 4-hour response time as listed within the bid specs. And the recorder of deeds supplied the following information to me, which she'll be happy to talk about in more detail if need be. The Taney County Recorder of Deeds office employs a part-time retention person that cannot work without this system as it is in place now and meeting the 4-hour requirement as listed on my document here. Outside users are dependent upon regular daily access to meet their needs. Using details supplied by their bid response, we calculate that a 1-hour visit, if Mikan were available to respond to Taney County, Missouri, for a call for help, would cost an additional $950 minimum per call. And that's based on the hourly rate that they supplied in their bid response of $150, round trip travel from St. Louis, $600, and an overnight stay of $200. Last year, MDS logged 13 DocuWare-related calls here in Forsyth at no additional charges to us. If Mikan had been in place, those additional charges would have added up to $12,350, which obviously would put them in the bid limit. Recorded plats and surveys are time-sensitive and must be available for viewing same day for customers. MDS has proven to be a reliable provider and servicer and has always responded with no additional charges and met the 4-hour requirement. Updates can cause issues for users, and MDS has responded in person to assist those users as well as other county offices without additional charges. Therefore, we ask the Taney County Commission for a motion vote to award to Missouri Document Solutions, MDS, as the best possible choice for Taney County Document Processing Systems needs. Any subsequent agreement shall commence on the date it's fully executed and extend for 12 initial months, to thereafter be auto-renew annually, contingent on both parties being fully satisfied with all stipulations and costs as agreed to and offered by the contractor's bid response. A complete review by the Recorder of Deeds will occur at each 12-month interval to the date that this agreement is fully executed to ensure total ongoing satisfaction on the part of Taney County. Do you have any questions, or would you like to add anything?
I think you did pretty good. Any questions? Do you have a ballpark figure on how many users that you access your site?
The last time we checked about 2 months ago, it was over 600 users.
We actually included that in the bid specs.
I have a question.
Move to award bid number 201907-431 to Missouri Document Solutions, MDS, out of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, Commissioner. I will notify the other vendor and submit a contract draft to legal.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Ron.
Bid recommendations for electrical work. Terms and supply, number 201907-432.
Yes, thank you, Commissioners. With respect to this bid, you also have a written recommendation form in front of you. This was similar in some regard to the fact that this is a term and supply contract. It came up for the current contract with the current provider was about to expire. So we put this out for bid, and the purpose of this term and supply solicitation is to procure an electrical professional on contract to furnish all labor, materials, tools, equipment, transportation, services, and supervision to perform ongoing as needed electrical work, maintenance, and repair for all Taney County properties. This contract is also for modifications, remodels, new facilities when and if needed, and also to cover all unexpected needs. The Taney County Road and Bridge Department, as well as Building and Grounds, combined with submitting to me their needed specifications to put this out for bid. So both of those departments are fully involved. The bid was released on July 13th. It closed last week. And despite direct bid invitations to several electrical work vendors, as well as posting this solicitation on the Taney County website, we only received one response, and that from the current provider. Now, we'll say that when we have to put out a term and supply contract of this nature for work on county property, it involves prevailing wage, it involves EE verified, it involves several documents that have to be notarized and signed, compliance with all of their employees, etc., and this bid response from our current provider was immaculate in every regard. It was signed and notarized and dated, and very rare for me to receive bids that are that well completed, totally completed. So that particular bid response was taken by review by Renee Brushka of Building and Grounds. Did communicate with Taney County Highway Administrator Devin Huff to let him know that we'd received that one response, and I emailed him an electronic copy. Both of those department directors have reviewed that response and agree to following after that complete and thorough review. And with the pricing as offered, as listed on this document, we submit that we ask the Taney County Commission for a motion vote to award to Castro Electric in the amounts that are listed on the ongoing graph or ongoing table that you have there. I'll note that their pricing that they submitted this year is understandably slightly higher than it was in 2015, the last time we put this out for bid. But it remains below the only other bid we ever received on this in 2015. So that makes it for sure the best possible option for Taney County. Included in our recommendation is a subsequent agreement for an initial period of 12 months, similar to the last one I just read, with an auto-renewal clause based on both parties being fully satisfied, and the Taney County Building and Grounds Administrator will review that on a 12-month interval to the date that this particular subsequent contract is executed.
Any questions? I noticed that we go with Castro Electric of Branson for electrical service for Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners. I will notify Mr. Castro as well as submit a contract draft to legal.
Agreement for Portacool variable speed portable evaporator.